and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. The heartbroken husband of Samantha Murphy has spoken of how difficult the past 9 weeks have been for his family as police abandon their latest mission to find her remains. The mother of three vanished on February 4 with a 22-year-old man charged over her murder, but he isn't cooperating with detectives. Mick Murphy has told Nine Sam was always smiling and happy.
For someone so good to be gone out of the community, it's, pretty hard. As a husband, you know, she's always good to us and good mum.
An Australian aid worker has described the moment her convoy was hit by gunfire as it tried to deliver critical supplies into Gaza. Tess Ingram was a passenger in a UNICEF vehicle at a Rafah checkpoint when it was struck. She says several bullets sprayed their armoured vehicle.
Unfortunately, our car was hit, three bullets, two on the side and one on the hood of the car. But fortunately, everyone inside was okay.
UNICEF says the incident has been raised with Israeli authorities. Andrew Twiggy Forrest bid to hold Facebook's parent company Meta to account over an alleged cryptocurrency clickbait advertising scam has come to an end. The mining billionaire launched a criminal case against the social media site after his image was used in the ads, but the DPP today discontinued the case due to insufficient evidence. The Weather Bureau has put out its long-range forecast for May to July, predicting warmer-than-average days and nights for almost all of the country, while below-average rainfall is predicted for the far north and far south of Australia. And Aussies are consuming fewer veggies and fruit, as well as less milk. Bureau of Statistics data shows people consumed less of all the major food groups last financial year, while vegetables saw the largest drop. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport and police investigating alleged historical child sex offences have charged AFL great Carl Dietrich with indecent assault and gross indecency. It's alleged the incidents occurred in 1985 involving one victim. In your entertainment news now, and Caitlyn Jenner has made no bones about her ill feelings towards OJ Simpson after the football star's death from cancer. Jenner today tweeting, "Good riddance," 30 years after the brutal murder of Nicole Brown, who was best friends with Kardashian's matriarch Kris Jenner. Now, Prince Harry and wife Meghan are apparently working on a new Netflix series based around gardening, cooking and professional polo. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have reportedly agreed to the project as part of a 5-year deal said to be in the early stages of production. And Taylor Swift has apparently turned down a multi-million dollar payday for a private concert in the United Arab Emirates. The billionaire pop star reportedly offered $13 million to take to the stage in December. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.